listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about a time when God powerfully spoke through circumstances to speak to the people of Israel and to the people of Egypt, so that they would now know. I'm going to read from Exodus chapter 12, verse 29, where we read, "And it came to pass at midnight that the Lord struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on the throne, to the firstborn of the captive who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of livestock." All along, God knew that it would come to this. At the beginning, the Lord told Moses that Pharaoh would not let them go until he was forced by God's mighty works, and that this work would somehow touch the firstborn of Egypt. Now the situation was to end just as God said it would. This plague was directed against two of the most significant gods of Egypt. First, it was directed against Osiris, the Egyptian god thought to be the giver of life. Second, it was against the supposed deity of Pharaoh himself, because his own household was touched. We know from history that the house of Pharaoh was really stricken. An inscription was found in a shrine connected with the Great Sphinx that recorded a solemn promise from the Egyptian gods that Thutmose IV would succeed his father, Amenhotep II, who was the Pharaoh of the Exodus. Why the need for a special promise from the gods that something so natural would happen? The eldest son taking the father's place as Pharaoh? Undoubtedly, it was because Thutmose IV was not his father's firstborn son. That son was struck dead at the first Passover. Therefore, they believed that the secondborn son needed some special protection from the gods, and the inscription sought to provide it. When God dealt with Pharaoh, he first had to inform his mind. Then he had to break his will. Pharaoh's problem wasn't that there was insufficient intellectual evidence. Instead, his heart had to be broken and made soft towards God. Before, Pharaoh asked, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go." That was in Exodus chapter 5. But after God struck the firstborn of Egypt, Pharaoh knew who the Lord God was, and he knew that the Lord God was greater than all the Egyptian gods and greater than Pharaoh himself, who was thought to be a god. Friend, what will it take for you to see who God is? May I give you a piece of advice? Make it easy on yourself. Let your will be broken to his will today before it hardens against the Lord any further. You can know who he is through his glorious revelation in creation, in conscience, and especially in his word, without being broken by painful and tragic circumstances. You can know the Lord that way today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.